on deck. Violent insurgents controlled two-thirds of the city, regularly launching complex coordinated attacks on friendly forces. Every day, American servicemen and women were wounded or killed. To overcome the enemy, or even to survive, we all needed to work together. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines brought their specialized equipment, skills, and warfighting ability to the fight. During that battle, I was the commander of SEAL Team 3's Task Unit Bruiser. For a small unit, we had a relatively powerful and unique capability. Highly trained snipers, forceful breachers, aggressive machine gunners, crafty point men, and elite combat medics. But in order to maximize our effectiveness in this battle, we had to integrate with conventional units of the Army and the Marine Corps. These were the circumstances in which I met Dave Burke. He was a distinguished graduate of the rigorous Marine Corps Basic School. He finished at the top of his class in flight school and became a naval aviator. Based on his stellar performance during flight training, he was selected to become a fighter pilot. As a Marine Corps single-seat FA-18 fighter pilot, he was selected to attend the Top Gun School. After the terrorist attacks of September 11th, he flew countless combat missions as a pilot and landed hundreds of times on that tiny patch of steel in the ocean called an aircraft carrier. The Marine Corps then chose Major Burke to return to Top Gun as an instructor, where he was eventually selected to be the lead instructor at the Top Gun School. But I didn't know any of this about Dave when I met him in 2006, and I wouldn't find out about any of it for years. He didn't mention a hint of this impressive pedigree when we met. Instead, he simply said, "I'm Dave from Anglico, Air Naval Gunfire Liaison Company. We're here to help you guys out however we can." And we certainly needed his help. As SEALs, we also had highly trained Joint Tactical Air Controllers, or JTACs, who communicate with aircraft overhead to pass information and provide support. But our SEAL JTACs have other jobs. They are assaulters, grenadiers, and radio men who communicate with multiple ground units, deconflicting battle space and coordinating efforts. Our JTACs have a lot on their plate, especially in a brutal and chaotic battle like Ramadi. Conversely, the Marine Corps' Anglico team's sole function is to interface with aircraft overhead, gather intelligence and situational awareness from the various airborne platforms, and call in fire support for the troops on the ground when needed. By adding Anglico team members to our SEAL task unit, our operations would be exponentially more effective. And that is exactly what happened. Dave and his team joined us on scores of operations. I stood side by side with him on the battlefield on missions as we pushed from house to house, street to street, neighborhood to neighborhood, clearing insurgents from the city, together as a team with the rest of the coalition forces. Dave led expertly, ensuring his team provided critical support to coalition ground forces during hundreds of complex and violent combat operations. While inter-service rivalries have caused friction throughout our military history, there was none of that in Ramadi. There was no flexing of rank or status or position, no political maneuvering, petty infighting, or power struggles. Dave epitomized that attitude. There was only the mission and the team and sacrifice. Incredible sacrifices were made in that battle. Incredible heroes were lost from the ranks of the brave men and women who fought for our great nation. Our SEAL task unit lost Mark Lee, the first SEAL killed in Iraq. Michael Mansour, the second SEAL killed in Iraq, who was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions when he jumped on an enemy grenade to save three of our fellow SEALs. And eventually, Ryan Jobe, who was shot, gravely wounded, and eventually died from medical complications during a procedure to repair the damage that had been done. Dave and his Anglico team lost Chris Leon, a brave Marine just 20 years old, who gave the last full measure for us. And through these trials of blood and fire, we learned. We learned about life and death. We learned about triumph and loss. And we learned about leadership, the most important thing on the battlefield.